Hello, my name is Dov Shankar, and what I'm going to show you is how easy it is to add protection functionality to an iOS app. With just a few lines of code, you can make your app protection enabled. For the sake of this demonstration, we will convert a very simple app I wrote to be protection enabled. I'll start by showing you the app, go quickly through its code, and then move to protect enable it. As you can see, there are two buttons on the app. First one loads a file into the text box, and the second one stores the text box's content into the app's file system. Let's just do that. I've loaded a content from the file. Now I'll just add something to it. And now I can save it. Let's move back to Xcode. The app is comprised from two main methods, the onLoadButton method and the onSaveButton method. Over the next few minutes, we'll change these to read and write protected content. We'll start by declaring our MS View controller to be implementing the MS Policy Picker delegate. So I'll just copy paste the declaration to here. MS Policy Picker is a form which enables us to choose the template we want to protect the document with. MS Policy Picker returns MS Protection Policy construct with which we protect the document with. We'll see more about this in a couple of minutes. For now, what I'll do, I'll just paste empty implementation for the delegate methods, and later on we'll fill those up. Let's look at the onLoadButton method. We'll use msProtectData, which is an object similar to NSData that is used to consume P files. So what I'll do now is I'll paste the onLoadButton method implementation. Instead of supporting plain text files, it will support protected files. As you can see, we use a file with an extension of ptext. We invoked create from protected file asynchronously, and in its completion block we receive an instance of msProtectData. The asynchronous flow makes sure a user is authenticated and then communicates with the server to get a protection policy for the P file, after which it opens the file so it can be read. After we've seen how consumption works, we will move to publishing. Instead of saving files as plain text, we want our app to be able to save protected files. In order to do that, the user needs to pick a protection policy with which the SDK will protect the document with. As part of the SDK, we've provided a policy picker control for the developer to present to the user. The control fetches a list of policy templates supported by the server and presents them to the user. Once the user picks a policy template, the developer uses it to protect the document. Let's take a look at the save button handler. So what I'll do now, I'll initialize the policy picker form within the viewDidLoad method. Following that, what I'll do, I'll replace the implementation on onSaveButton method with one that will show the policy picker control. Lastly, what I'll do, copy paste the delegate implementation. The one which I pasted earlier with an empty implementation, I'll paste it with the full implementation that does protection on saving files. Basically, we start a policy picker by invoking the pick protection policy. Policy picker will invoke the relevant delegate method with the protection policy that the user picked. Once we get the protection policy, we invoke an asynchronous extension method we added in the SDK to NSData that writes a P file. That's all the code you'll need. Now let's build the app and take a look at it. Okay. As you can see, the app is very similar to the app we've shown previously. The only difference is that just with a few lines of code, it is now protection enabled. When I'll click the Load Application button, an authentication dialog will open, and once I enter authentication credentials, I will be able to open the P file. This is the login dialog. I'll just enter my credentials. Now I'll enter my password. And I'll sign in. Once I've authenticated, I get a text within the P file. This is the text I got. Now I can just add something to it. What I'll do now is I'll save the text to a file. Once I press the save button, what we get is a policy picker dialog which enables the user to choose a policy template to protect the document with. Once I choose the policy, the document will be protected. What I get here is two templates that I can protect against. I'll choose the first one, click apply, and voila. The file is encrypted, is protected. That's it. Thanks for listening.